something new with dudes.
And you learn how to field it. Like, I've learned how to field things. I've been around the block a little bit. It's, you know,
you've been with a few guys. You yeah. had a passel.
Couple of ball and chains.
Wow.
And they've all got their thing, their way to, you know, express themselves to you. And the first
you're being a little condescending here toward men.
I think you're reading that in. The first husband, his way of endearing himself to me was that he would make e-cocktails. So he was a great mixologist before they existed, right? And he would make these little signature drinks, never the same one, after how many years we were together. They would always be a little different. It would be like, I had an apricot puree, or like, okay. But I can handle that. I can drink the beverage and
hey, hold on. You didn't have to tell us that you can handle it and you can have a drink. We knew that.
Yes, that back. And then the next husband was a big love note person, and it was always the post-it note on the fridge or the love note on the pillow or, you know, an email love note if we
that
didn't
sounds
trust.
Lovely.
And I could handle
that. I think most women would love to have a guy that, you know, made beverages and coffee and left love notes.
Sure.
It sounds like a wonderful guy. You'd hold on to this one, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you try and you fail. What can I say? Then, you know, somebody comes along who does something, like, so out of the box that you kind of go, I'm sorry, are you texting me poetry?
Oh.
Poetry?
Ooh.
I can't field that. Ooh. First of all, I'm barely soulful enough to accept, to really read into this. What's
what did
there?
You get? Like a haiku?
More sophisticated than that. Thought, well, I guess I could Google something and steal it, but then what if you reverse Google it and see that I lift it?
Yeah, like, people so do that now. You cannot.
So
do not plagiarize.
Right? You can't. My response, I can't plagiarize my response.
No, people do Google things now.
So it leaves you in a predicament because literally somebody puts their heart into these lovely words and you read it and you want to go, well, that's nice.
God, that's so much pressure.
Horrible. And you almost have to ignore it. And it's going to, what's up? Happy Tuesday. You know?
New phone, who dis?
And it's not, you know, it's not once, and then it's again, and you think, I didn't respond last time, and there's a reason. Oh. I don't have that artistic. I mean, I use words, but I use words to wound. You don't want to go there. You're going a whole different route with
that
this.
That band Deep Blue Something had a pretty big hit with a song. Wounded. Wow.
Maybe we're not going to get in the same lane.
I use my words to wound. That's a beautiful. Maybe you should put that in the nuptials.
Next one. Yeah, better for worse.
Give Adele a call. She's working on the new material now.
Yeah.